Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, how wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And we've been discussing this glorious gift of eternal life and how that the eternal life is an abundant life, according to John 10:10, an abundant life, a life of richness. Even as David wrote, my cup runneth over, in Psalm 23:5. Yes, beloved, the Lord gives us an abundant life, a rich life, a full life. Even the Word of God states it as much more, abundantly more. And we've been discussing this glorious gift of the Holy Spirit and what a transforming power He is in the life of the believer, as we yield and submit and surrender to the work of the Holy Spirit of God in our life. We're in Ephesians chapter 5, and we're just going briefly through here, thinking about the work of the Holy Spirit and how when a believer is filled with the Holy Spirit, it affects their speech, it affects our attitude, it affects our relationships. And we're talking about husband and wife relationship, first of all. And that's the priority that's given here in the Scripture, that a husband and wife's relationship, of all human relationships, should be the number one relationship and the number one priority in our lives. Even for men of God and women of God to be above the ministry that they might be involved in, our number one relationship is with our husband and our wife. And so he states here in verse 25 that the husband is to love his wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, that's part of the responsibility of a husband. As we saw in verse 24, that the husband is given the position as being, verse 23, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Christ is the Savior of the body of believers. And so a husband is to love his wife. Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And then in verse 25, he says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. And here we see a part of the headship and the responsibility of a husband's headship is to love his wife to the extent that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. A husband is to love his wife to that degree that he's willing to lay down his life for his wife. And the Scripture goes on to say the reason Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word of truth, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. God's goal for the church. And then he says, So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Now he begins to talk about how much we men are to love our wives. You know, it's very interesting. He emphasizes for the wife to submit to her husband. but he emphasizes for the husband to love his wife. You see, it's a matter of a mother loving her child. We've heard about the love of a mother for her child. And that's the normal, natural thing for a mother to love her child so much that she's willing to go any extreme to protect and care for that child. Well, women have that emotion in them to love and to show forth love and to manifest love. But men do not operate on emotion. And so the Lord has to emphasize to us, we men, that we are to love our wives, and he shows us three ways that we are to love our wives. Now notice, first of all, in verse 25, the husband is to love his wife even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He loved the church spiritually, and so we are to love our wives spiritually. We are to be the spiritual leaders in our home. We are to set a spiritual example before our wives in our walk with the Lord, in our communion with Christ, in our study of God's Word, in our knowing the truth, and in our setting a godly example for the family and for our children. This is the number one thing he says. First of all, husbands are to love their wives spiritually. Then secondly, notice what he says in verse 28. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Now how much am I to love my wife? I'm to love her as much as I love myself. And what do I do about this old body? I do everything I can to keep it comfortable. I do everything I can to meet its needs. I do everything I can to satisfy its hunger. I do everything I can to clothe it and to keep it comfortable, to keep it satisfied. So a husband is to love his wife to that extent that he seeks to care for her needs. He seeks to provide for her. It's the husband's responsibility to take care of his wife, to protect her, to shield her about, to care for her, even as one loves his own body and seeks to protect it and seeks to meet its needs. So a husband is to love his wife even as he loves his body. And then notice he goes on to say, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, because he that loveth his wife loveth himself. You know what? When I show forth and manifest love to my sweetheart wife, when I sacrifice my time to give to her and to spend time with her and to fellowship with her, you know what her response is? She responds back to me. She seeks to be sensitive of my needs. She seeks to think about my time. She seeks to think about what's best for me. She responds to me in the way that I respond to her. She reciprocates. She loves me in the same way that I'm showing love to her. And that's what he says, he that loveth his wife loveth himself. Because she will love me in the way that I'm showing and manifesting love to her. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord loves the church and cherishes the church. And so, beloved, I am to love her and to care for her, to cherish her, to nourish her, to seek to meet her emotional, her spiritual. And then he goes on to say one more thing. But he, in talking about nourishing my wife and the Lord nourishing the church, He says, "For we are members of his body, the body of Christ, and of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." Now he's talking about the union of a husband and wife, and he says that union should be above even a love for a husband or a wife for their parents. Yes, they're to love their parents, they're to honor their parents, they're to respect their parents, and even to help their parents. But the love relationship between a man and his wife is to be beyond even the parental love of a child for their parent. This is supreme in their bonding and their union to one another. The husband and wife. The husband is to protect his wife. He's to shield his wife. He's to care for his wife. And he's to put his wife first in his life. And then notice what he says in verse 32. "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself." And here's the third way that we men are to love our wives. We're to love our wives psychologically, solically, as we love ourselves. We're to seek to meet their emotional needs. We're to seek to undertake for them in being thoughtful, in being considerate, in being compassionate, and in being kind, in being gentle to our wives. We're not to be harsh with them. We're not to be unkind to them. We're not to take out our frustrations on our wives. But we're to protect them from our frustrations. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Take your problems and your troubles to the Lord and leave them with Him and let Him deal with those. But we're not to dump on our wives and to load them down with our burdens, but rather we're to shield them about, to protect them, to care for them. Yes, we can share with them, but we're not to be harsh and unkind, and we're not to blame them for whatever's going on in our own life and whatever burdens or problems we may have to carry. It's not their fault. We have to give an account to the Lord God, because whatever He allows in our life, He has a reason for it. Till next time, goodbye.